It's time to enter the world of real estate in Oahu with Hawaii's only true real estate radio show, the Team Lally Real Estate Show. Grab a pen and get ready to take notes. For the next full hour, Hawaii's premier real estate leader, Adrienne Lally, and Attilio Leonardi will bring you the latest in real estate news and real-world strategies on how they can guarantee to sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, or they'll buy it. Now, here are your hosts, Adrienne and Attilio.
Welcome to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, or we'll buy it. If you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out online at teamlally.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Attilio. Oh, man, I feel like I'm getting old because, you know, you people are like, hey, how old are you? Well, you know what? I tell you right now, I'm in better shape than most guys half my age because I do work out a lot, watch what I eat, sleep, have a good positive mindset. But I tell you know how I feel like I'm getting old? Because those of you listening to our show, we do have a script that we kind of follow.
It's bullet points.
They're like more like bullet points, and there are things that we do read off with our intro and things like that. But so there's a document that's in front of me, and I'm like,
can't read it.
Uh-oh, getting blurry. I got to start bringing my readers. But good news, I use the lowest one. I think it's 125. I use the lowest readers. So I was doing still pretty good for 52. And my arms are still long enough where if I move my arms far enough away, I can still read it. But anyway, what I'm about to share with you is nothing from a script. It's genuine and authentic. And for those of you who know at this part of the show, I think it's more important in this day and age that you guys hear our voice. Mm-hmm. This is Adrienne and myself. Is this you, Adrienne?
Yes, this is me. And this is not a replay. This is a new show.
This is a new show for
what's going on now.
For what's going on now with the coronavirus and any kind of media situation you're listening to. If they're not talking about that, then they must live in a cave and have no communication with the outside world, because it is the pandemic. It is, let's not have that white elephant with the pink polka dots in the corner somewhere off in La La Land and be delusional about it. It is a part of what's going on. And so this is the part of the show where we talk about art, Attilio's random thoughts. And as you know, they are not random. They're just I like the acronym art. We need more art in our lives. And if so, you know. And anyway, go look at beautiful things. I think more importantly today, we need to watch our mindset and go look at beautiful things.
Yes.
So what I want to share with you in this part of the show, art, the art part of the show, is from John Maxwell. Who's John Maxwell, Adrienne?
Well, he is a leadership coach, and he's also written many, many books on leadership and personal development and growth. Yeah. And we actually had we got to meet him.
Personally, yeah.
Yes, at breakfast.
Yeah, we saw him at breakfast. Now, we weren't one of those obnoxious people like, hey, go over there while he's like halfway biting through some scrambled eggs or anything. We waited till his breakfast was done. Mm-hmm. And I remember, too, because we were walking away and I'm like, this is those opportunities Tony Robbins talks about where you're like, you should have done it. Be bold. Yeah, go like, be assertive and go do it. So we went back and I said, I want to meet John Maxwell. So we walked back because they were done with their breakfast. He was there with his CEO. And we walked up to him, and you know what? As he is on stage and in his books and podcasts and everything else, was he gracious and kind, or was he like rude and said, get the hell out of here?
Very much so.
He was gracious and kind and stood up to greet us, even got up and then was really praising his CEO for, you know, being his secret weapon and for all of his success. Mm-hmm. But a nice guy. But anyway, he has seven leadership qualities that we highly recommend that you have in place with what's going on in the world right now. And more importantly, Adrienne, are we more, even more dependent in whatever part of society are with our leaders?
Absolutely.
Yeah. They are helping us to manage the whole situation. We're looking towards them for confidence, for good decisions. We are not, you know, it's not random chaos and everybody doing whatever the heck they want. We're still in a, you know, civilized world, societies all around the world. Mm-hmm. And if anything, this is providing opportunities for us to come together. And we're going to talk about and take the time that we need to talk about whatever it is on this show. We're not going to be rushed through anything. So here are the seven tips for leaders that I'm going to go through with you, and not too much detail because there's seven of them. But number one, people first, as well as safety. And if you have safety first, you have people first. Don't be one of those leaders that's saying, I don't care if we're essential workers or not. You're getting your buck to work if you want to get paid. No. And even if you are an essential business, you're not forcing people to get to work. What are we doing with our office?
Which, by the way, real estate, we are essential business. However, we are
practicing. As well as radio.
Yep. And we are practicing extreme safety with how we're conducting ourselves and how we're conducting business. So yeah. Doing meetings virtually through like Zoom or Google Hangout.
Are we forcing people to go into our office?
No.
Are people that work for us?
No.
No, it's all voluntary.
Yes. And there are a couple of people that would prefer to be in the office, but there's very minimal staff that's there.
95% of our office is working through virtual. We're meeting every morning. By the way, you leaders out there, you need to be in high communication. If you're mm-hmm. meeting once a week with your people,
it's not enough.
It's not enough. You need to meet every day. We at Team Lally meet twice a day. We meet in the morning
and in the
via
evening.
Zoom.
Yep.
By the way, Zoom, you can get that Zoom app on your phone. Have a Zoom happy hour or a Zoom Sunday dinner with your mm-hmm. family. Human beings were designed to connect. We need even more of that connection now. With this home isolation and loneliness and depression. So it's even more important. So number one, people first and safety. By the way, and he mentions this, calmness is contagious. Calmness is contagious.
There's also a Calm app, too,
yeah.
if you need some help. I do that every morning.
Download the Calm app. I was doing it for a while. I'll get back into it, but there's other podcasts I'm listening to. But your Calm app, that's a great suggestion. Download it now, because it costs how much?
Free.
Free. They have a daily meditation. If you're having trouble going to sleep, they'll have people tell you stories.
Yep. Lots of great tools on the Calm app.
Number two, educate yourself. Educate yourself. You know, there was a big faux pas already, you know, through the media, and we are part of the media, and we take this mm-hmm. responsibility seriously with this information we're sharing with you. Take it with a grain of salt. You know, in my opinion, the only true sources of information on what's going on is going to be the World Health Organization, so WHO, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, their website, and the Hawaii State Department of Health. Those are the only three sources that I would say are going to be accurate as to the best of their ability. Again, there's human beings in those organizations, but on the media, we had an announcement for the first death by coronavirus, and then what happened?
They recanted it.
They recanted it because it was an error. It was a misread in the test.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an example of be very careful before you start sensationalizing things and being dramatic and getting all bummed out and depressed. Now, we're not so delusional that Hawaii is not going to get hit by the coronavirus. No. It's going to happen, and it's going to spike,
mm-hmm.
and then it's going to come down. If you take a look at the World Health Organization, the cases in China are already leveling off where it started from.
Yep.
People say, well, what about Italy? They're going crazy over there. Well, their theory from doctors and scientists that I've been listening to is that it was there for a while before they realized it. And so none of the social distancing, none of the protocols, safety protocols were in place. So it had an opportunity to spread rapidly in a closed environment.
And that culture is very much
older.
You know, older, and they're closer too with the kissing on the cheeks and everything.
Yes.
So
in the way that they greet each other, the population densities, the towns, everything's close. So number two, educate yourself with the right education information. Number three, be flexible. In this day and age, this is what we're telling our clients regarding real estate. Things are changing by the hour. They're changing by the day.
Yes.
Have a plan A, have a plan B, have a plan C. Number four, leverage your team by making sure that you have one mission and one vision. Now, every individual has a different perspective, but we want to make sure we've got one vision, one mission. Number five, communicate judiciously. And what did we just say? Meetings once a week are not going to cut it, folks.
We do every morning for 30 minutes. And then at the end of the day for 15, just check in. How did your day go? you know, what were you facing? What were some wins? Yeah. So really, it's very important to be in that constant communication.
What kind of great conversations you've had? What's positive going on in your life? And then even one of these, you know, we notice the kids are home. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably do a kids meeting and just get all the kids on there and say, hey, what are your guys' thoughts? Okay. Looking forward to seeing Adrian's kids on that Zoom. Not.
You saw them yesterday.
Yep. They did a little show. But number six, be authentic. Again, as human beings, we need it even more so now, connection, compassion, and community. And we don't need to be running up to each other and hugging and spitting all over each other and kissing each other like we normally do. We can do it with safe protocols and with social distancing. Number seven, manage yourself. Leaders, if you're freaking out, your organization is freaking out. Be calm.
Get the call map.
It's called the law of sacrifice.
Yes,
if
calm.
You're in a leadership position, you don't get the breaks that everybody does. I'm sorry. Here's the news. Tough cookie. Suck it up, Chuck, and step up to the plate and lead. People need you to be leading now more than ever. So that's all seven of them. Be above the ground. Be above the ground. It is not part of, it is not your obligation or you to be one of the team members. Have compassion towards them. But last thing that John Maxwell wants you to do is pay above the ground, be on the stage, be up front, be leading, because you cannot have the vision and the ability to see what's going on in the big picture and small picture if you're not with the team. All right. So, do we have, we got somebody.
Do we have a call in?
Do we have a call in?
Tip of the week?
We got a tip of the week? Yeah, we got Duke. Duke, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
I have a few tips of the week.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
We're
yes,
ready.
We're ready, and take as much time as you want. And you can go.
Hello.
And you can go right now.
Yes, we hear him.
Okay, go for it, Duke. What you got for us?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Okay. There was a little dark spot right
yep,
there. But
yep.
The reason why I am of value to someone versus someone else is because right now with everything that's going on,
yeah,
we have already sent out letters to the tenants and to the owners prefacing the ability to have short pay rents.
Yes.
Because of, I'd say, a good 30 to 40% of our tenants have job-related issues with paying their rent right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is we've already notified the owners that we may be getting some rents late.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, what we're offering the tenants right now is an opportunity to be released from their lease. So what that would do is let them out of their lease for the month of April and let them go back or live with their parents, live with their friends, and not accumulate, that's the key word here, not accumulate rent or back rent.
Mm-hmm.
So nowhere in the verbiage from federal government or the state government does it say that we are letting them off of paying rent.
Mm-hmm.
We are letting them not be late, and we're not foreclosing, and we're not evicting them. But in nowhere, no language does it say that tenants are going to be forgiven rent.
Yes.
So we tell the tenants, if you want to pursue and stay in the unit rent-free now, eventually the rent will be collected. It'll just be added on to the balance that you owe.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, unfortunately, we tell the owners, if you pursue this and let them stay in there, their amount they owe us will exceed the security deposit that we're holding. Why would you let somebody stay in there for 2 or 3 months not paying rent now because they can't afford it? What is going to make the tenants be available to afford the rent in 3 months? That just does not make financial sense for an owner.
Yeah.
It's not really a good position for them to put in. It's not.
Not a good business
decision.
Not going
to end well. Nope.
Yeah. Because once we exceed 1 month security deposit that we are holding and 1 month's rent.
There's no leverage.
And then we got nothing. Yeah, we make the repairs if they don't move out clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got nothing to pay your back rents.
So how many tenants are taking advantage of being able to break the lease? Is there like a large percentage of them, or
We have had only one elect to break the lease.
Oh, wow.
We've had about 17 calls total, but only one of them has said, okay, we'll be out. You know, and that's probably one of the smartest people and that has the resources to get on a plane and fly back to the mainland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I want to compliment you, Duke, because I'm one of your clients, and I did get that email, and
yes,
I really appreciate
it.
And Adrian also, and we really appreciated that you, as a leader of your organization, is being proactive as opposed to reactive.
Yeah, well, you know, being in this industry, I think property managers were deemed as essential because we have all these maintenance requests still coming in.
Yeah.
But in the past 3 days, we've still, over the weekend, we've still written 22 leases.
Wow.
But there's still business being transacted.
Yeah.
There's people moving out. There's people moving in. There's people coming to the island. There's people looking for housing. There is just so much going on, and we're having to do it from our home.
Yes.
So our office is closed. Everything's closed up. Everybody's working from home.
Okay.
And
so
it's been a very interesting experience.
With everyone's working from home, that's one safety precaution. But how, like, what are some other things that you guys are doing to remain safe?
Well, we normally do walkthroughs for 4 months and 6 months, and we're stopping that for right now because we can't do that face-to-face. I don't want to expose anybody to a tenant's issues. On top of that, rent collection is all done online. We only have about 4 or 5 tenants that pay their rent in the office, but we are online totally. The owners get their statements online, the rents get paid online, the owners get paid online. So all this stuff today with technology, you know, if we were 15 years ago, I don't know what we'd be doing right now.
Well, let me ask you, Duke, if somebody's out there, I think this even more emphasizes, somebody's out there with some discount property management company that doesn't have any of this technology in place and they're doing it all old school. Literally, I can say they're literally putting the tenants and the property owners' life in danger because they don't have this technology in place. So,
yeah, I recently saw an email from another property manager to a tenant and to an owner saying that no maintenance will be conducted until this thing clears.
Yeah.
What happens if you have something that you need maintenance on? How are you going to do that?
Yeah.
The water
leak. We're telling our vendors that if you have a service call in one of our properties, that we're going to make the tenants leave. They're going to open the door for you and they're going to leave.
Yeah.
So the house will be clear. And you won't have to have face-to-face interaction with any tenants.
Yeah, because all the appliance, plumbing, electrical, construction,
all that stuff
is essential
is still
business.
Going on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I'm glad that you guys are taking that stance and calming people down and knowing that you're still going to take care of their properties while maintaining safety protocols.
Yep.
It's imperative, and it's so important. We're dealing with millions of dollars here, so...
Yeah.
Get a good property manager, and if you don't have one, give us a call.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Duke.
Thank you, Duke. All righty. So even more emphasis on utilizing Duke and his team just because of the safety protocols they have in place.
And that's all that they focus on is property management.
And how can we call them and see them?
You can get a hold of Duke and his team at 445-9223. That's 445-9223, or check them out online at hipacificpm.com.
And by the way, you can safely check them out on Yelp also.
Yes.
And it's a corona-free way to safely check them out and look at all their reviews. Don't take our word for it. Next up, we got Janice from Dreamhouse Drafting. Janice, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. What you got for us this week?
Well, life goes on regardless of whatever nightmares everybody is facing.
Yes.
And in view of that, both Dreamhouse Drafting and Permit Check realize that there are people who are going to need to sell properties. There are people who need properties remodeled in order to accommodate elderly relatives with health problems and an assortment of other disabilities and different things. So to keep that going, we are using a more virtual consultation. Dreamhouse Drafting already has a policy of all clients receive 3D rendering of their project. as part of the review process before any real documentation that would go to the city and county or to a contractor gets done. Mm-hmm. And with the latest updates in my software, I am able to actually not just send a 3D rendering, but actually an interactive 3D tour. So well, I am going to be making use of those particular items to enable persons, like one client that I met just about a week and a half ago, where the home needs to be altered in order to accommodate a family member who had a stroke, to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
And for people who may have to sell and where any permit issues have come up, I'm expecting next week to be doing my first virtual permit checkup inspection.
Is DPP still open?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. We were talking with somebody yesterday. Yeah, we were talking with somebody yesterday that thought that they were closed, but I know it's been challenging to work with them in the past, and so how is it now?
Well, in actuality, I guess it depends from examiner to examiner.
Yeah.
There's one that has two of my projects that's in a big hurry to get everything approved, issue in case of, you know, true, actual, real shutdown of everything.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I know that I was told by someone in the zoning department that they were told to work from home, and that was from last week. So there's a limit to what she can access. She can't get into e-plans, but, you know, if I send her communication by email, she expected to, like, from what I understand, go in maybe once every couple of days, log into e-plans and check. I think it's a means of them keeping less people in there so that they have social distancing.
Yeah.
But as of yesterday, I called the permit records place, because that's where, Monday I called them, because that's where we have to go to look up building permits, buy copies of plans.
And where they open?
They said they're open, and they hadn't heard anything about them closing.
Oh,
she said they thought that they were essential services.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it is, because it's real estate related is what's stated in the proclamation.
Yes.
Real estate services.
And it's not just real estate related. It's also, you have to bear in mind that property owners have to meet with certain health department mandates.
Yeah.
Or keeping things maintained your tenants, et cetera. So there's a number of reasons why I could see why they're still open.
Yeah.
But for a long time, we've been saying to them, why can't you guys email us the permits and email us the plans as PDFs? We can pay for that through some means. So
maybe now they'll be motivated to that, because
to get more digital.
We don't want to die, and maybe we should become more efficient.
Yes.
So maybe death would be a good motivator.
This will be the silver lining.
Yeah.
Right? That DPP is going to go more digital.
Well, hey, Janice,
thank you. Call them, and I left messages for both the head of permit issuance and also upstairs, try to get in touch with the actual deputy directors, but they were in meetings. So,
well, you know what? Give us an update. Give us an update next week.
Yep.
We've got actually another caller to get to. And
wonderful.
Yeah, thanks for the update, Janice.
All right.
No problem.
Okay.
So you can get a hold of Janice at dreamhousedrafting.com or call her at 206-7107.
Next up, we got Bradley from Allstate Insurance. Bradley, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, so hey.
How's it going?
Always going great. Everybody is...
we're staying safe.
We used to end our show by saying thanks and aloha. Now we changed it to...
stay safe and aloha.
No, be safe and aloha.
Oh, be safe.
Hey, write them down. I told you, write it down.
Oh, be safe. Be safe.
Be safe and aloha. That's from Howard. Howard, we're giving Howard the credit for that.
Yes.
Howard, our listening man. Be safe and aloha. But yeah, we're being safe. How about you?
Yeah, we're being safe. Just to kind of piggyback on what Duke was saying, our office is actually open but locked.
Gotcha.
So I do have a couple of people in the office still, a couple of people working from home, just to make sure we can be spaced out. You know, escrow companies are still dropping off checks for people that are closing on properties, so it's important we stay there.
Yeah.
We're also taking payments through the door for clients that don't have accessibility to online capabilities. So we are still there. So it's business as usual, but we are, you know, being very cautious of not letting people into the office.
Yeah. Okay.
But the tip of the day, it's been pretty common recently. We do have insurance relief in place. So what it means and what we're doing is we're going to give a 60-day extension on premium payment.
Okay.
So every company is probably going to handle it differently, but if you are insured with Allstate, give your agent a call. You can ask them more questions on how it works and how it's going to be set up.
Gotcha.
But we are giving 60 days on property and 60 days on auto insurance.
Oh, nice. And then that's a good thing to know, and then that you guys are being safe, because I think that's what...
And that you're available
to talk. That you're available, and you're not, you know, in some bunker 50 feet underneath the ground, not communicating with everybody, because I'm sure, you know, auto accidents, you know, insurance things are still occurring.
Yes.
You know, they don't... People still get into auto accidents regarding... Well, there's probably lower probability because less people on the street.
Yep, less people on the street.
Yeah, so... All right, Bradley, thanks.
Thanks, Bradley.
Oh, you had something else?
One more quick thing. You know, usually, I think in the last couple of radio shows, I was talking about condition of home. We aren't sending any inspectors out for the next 60 days as well.
Gotcha.
So, there won't be inspections going out, but we still want to be able to write the right type of business.
Okay. So you guys are being flexible.
That's right.
Nice.
And safe.
We're being as flexible as we can.
Yes. Thank you so much. All right, Bradley.
Okay. Stay safe.
All right.
All right. So you can get a hold of Bradley and his team at 591-8016 or check them out at allstate.com.
Yeah, that's Bradley. He's our insurance guy. Next up, we got Jody. Jody is the mortgage genius. Jody, what you got for us? You're a popular person because first question, no matter what you want to talk about, everybody's like, what's going on with interest rates?
So rates have improved.
Okay.
So if I look at the month in review, it was basically like we had this really crazy low window from like the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of March.
Yeah.
Ballpark. And then they spike. So they spike like the 6th through, I would say, the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And then they slightly improved, like the 13th and 16th. And then they kind of went up again.
Gotcha.
And all the while, we had the, like, okay, our rate's 0%. I had a ton of people calling me saying, I'm ready to lock 0%. As we discussed previously, the federal funds rate is the overnight rate. It is not the mortgage rate. There is a slight correlation between the federal funds rate and the overnight rate, but it's not the mortgage rate. However, what we saw was that there was not, when the Fed funds did drop, everyone thought the mortgage rates would still drop, but rates were still not improving as much as expected. And that's because of the crazy stock market drop and all of the investors fleeing and the decrease in consumer confidence with COVID-19. So now, however, we are getting close to the stimulus package, the $2 trillion+ stimulus package that the government's been working on, and we did see some improvement, investors coming back to the stock market. And so between yesterday and today, we have seen some great improvements in interest rates.
All right.
That wasn't really my tip, but...
Oh, but that was just the update on the interest rates, because that's what we asked about, with the rates.
I want to point you in the direction of what everybody's thinking about, is what is going on with interest rates, because that is with everything else going on.
Well, I know it's been like hour by hour, day by day. It's, you know, kind of crazy.
It truly has.
Yeah.
It's been like the level of craziness, because I may have quoted someone on the week of the 9th. If you were purchasing and I quoted you the week of the 9th, like just as an example, you could have been a VA loan I could have quoted you a 3.75.
Yeah.
And now I could be quoting you a 2.75.
Like, oh, wow.
That's how much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big fluctuation.
So the volatility of the past 25 days since the beginning of March, it has been like no other time in history.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so than the financial meltdown in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, it truly, truly is. I've said it so often that it's becoming like, geez, I feel like I'm overstating this. Mm-hmm. But it truly is an unprecedented time.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, if somebody were to ask you, should I buy a house right now? What would be your answer? I want to buy a house. Should I buy one now or should I wait?
Now. I actually just had that conversation, and he was an investor and a bank examiner, a very, mm-hmm. very educated individual.
Mm-hmm.
And once we kind of talked through it, he was like, you are so right. Like,
yeah.
I don't see why, because he kind of wanted to put things on hold. And he's like, I don't know why I would, why I'm thinking this, you know. But again, some of it is natural consumer confidence related.
Well, it's the uncertainty. You know?
Psychology.
They're just uncertain.
It's the psychology.
That makes them nervous.
Well,
it's the psychology, correct.
Yes.
Well, and again, Warren Buffett doesn't give you this advice because, you know, he's some broke homeless dude in a park somewhere. He's mm-hmm. one of the wealthiest investors on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And he says,
right.
when everybody is freaking out, be calm. When everybody
right.
is calm, be assertive. You know, like, go after it, go get it.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
That's what Warren Buffett would be. You just, you know, buy more. That's what he's probably doing with his stock positions. He's picking up deals. And so I'll share.
Did you guys see that?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, did you guys see that Warren Buffett meme going around?
No. What is it?
So it's basically uneducated people right now are fighting over toilet paper and paper towels.
Yeah.
And prepared, educated people are
buying
investing.
Procter & Gamble stock. The people who make the toilet paper. So
right.
you want stock in toilet paper or you want toilet paper? I mean, granted, you do need toilet paper, but you don't need 52 rolls.
No.
You don't.
Right.
And if,
right.
By the way, with our team this morning, we're redistributing our toilet paper because Laura's got her and her daughters,
mm-hmm.
three daughters plus her in the household. So, and they got me with 19, so I'm going to drop some. We're reallocating our
yes.
toilet paper resources at Team Lally. Now, don't be calling us and say, oh, I need toilet paper. No, this is just, sorry, within our team.
We're sharing the resources.
You know, and then we're also adding to our addendum that if you purchase a home, all toilet paper must stay in the home.
That's right.
We're putting that. No.
The inclusion.
Are you guys taking toilet paper as down payment?
We should be.
Bitcoin and toilet paper. That's all we take right now. Okay.
You
so
know,
good news.
It is good news. And then I wanted to just make a mention of this, and I think I'll probably talk about this next week.
Yeah.
Because I don't know much, but I did want to say that there is Fannie Mae meetings occurring, so mortgage lending meetings occurring,
yes.
to talk about how we're going to handle people that might be furloughed or how we're going to handle our borrowers that might, you know, due to this COVID, how we're going to figure out if the probability of continued employment has been weakened and how we're going to be assessing these mortgage loan approvals. And so that truly is something new, and I hope to be bringing you more information on that next week.
All right. So stay tuned for the latest. What we are committed to is just bringing you guys the latest information regarding anything and everything real estate related in regards to the coronavirus. So stay with our show.
And we also have a page on our website. If you go to teamlally.com/COVID-19, we're going to have a ton of resources and information, that will be helpful.
And if you're just social distancing from your keyboard and you don't want to be on it too much, you can actually just go to teamlally.com. We'll have a link on that first page, but it is /COVID-19.
Yep.
Thanks, Jody, so much for the update. Look forward for the good news for next week.
Yes. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right. So you can get a hold of Jody and her team at 488-5510 or check them out at PacRamMTG.com.
They are safe and they are educated lenders.
That's right.
Who you want to be dealing with in today's turmoil. So next up, speaking of being safe and getting educated and having somebody that's confident and good at what they do, we got Kenji. Kenji from Pillar to Post Home Inspections. Kenji, what you got for us this week?
All right. So since a lot of people are off due to the mandate, now's a good time for actually people to go through their house thoroughly and fix any repairs that they can do it themselves.
Yeah.
Go from damaged walls to drywall repair, exterior, whatever they can do themselves.
Yeah.
They should do it now because now they have the time to do it. When everybody's working, they don't.
Yes.
However, today I do have a tip concerning people's dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. Dishwasher.
Yes. A lot of people have a device called an air gap that's right next to their
sink. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And whenever you turn the dishwasher on, if water comes out of there, there's a plug in the your main line. So instead of getting a plumber to go out there and repair it for you, it's just a real simple fix. Just unscrew the black hole that's connected to your disposal, clean that out, put it back together, and voila, it should work.
There you go.
There should be no water coming out from that air gap.
That's so easy. And you're saving us money.
You're saving us money and keeping people productive so they're not going all stir crazy. Hey, go fix your dishwasher. You know what? Spouses are loving this because all those honey to-do lists, you can just post them up on the wall and they cannot go anywhere.
That's right.
No more excuses to not get the honey-do list done. And, you know, Kenji, you had a, you gave us a tip about the rain gutters last week. Guess what? I was up on my roof. What I was doing, here's another tip, too. You know how the little vent holes in the roof where the hot air comes out from your roof line?
Mm-hmm.
Well, birds will go in there over time because the netting in the back that's over there breaks down. And so I did have birds going in and making nests. So what I did is I went to Home Depot, and they have the circular aluminum vent holes, and you can and they're perfect size. And you just tap them in, and you can cover up all those vent holes instead of crawling inside. You can do it from the exterior. Anyway, I was up there. I was looking at my rain gutters. Had all this bird nest material. Oh. Had a golf ball. Had one Kapolei Intermediate School lanyard with one key on them. I even found parts of Jimmy Hoffa in my rain gutter. And so I took my, so I actually hosed and sprayed it all out and got it all cleared out. And so thank you for that so that my, my roof stays nice and good water flow and everything goes down the rain gutter.
Yep.
Because that's what you
said. That's what we're looking for.
Go check your rain gutter. Go clear them out. All right. Thanks, Kenji.
Thanks, Kenji.
You're welcome.
All right. So you can get a hold of Kenji and his team at 492-1675. Also, you can check them out at kenji.vendetta.pillartopost.com. So for all of your home inspection needs.
Looking for the best tips on selling your home? Tune in to Team Lolly's show Tuesday evenings at 6 and Sundays at 1. Adrian and Attilio are the local real estate experts who guarantee to sell your home or they will buy it. Find them online at teamlolly.com.
Aloha to my friends in Hawaii. It's Colin Cowherd. Look, I've interviewed some great coaches and encountered brilliant strategists that are five steps ahead of everybody else. I've also invested in real estate all over the country. I've lived in 8 states. When it comes to selling your home in Hawaii, you have a brilliant real estate team in Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi of Team Lolly with Keller Williams. They attract so many buyers locally, nationally, and internationally, they can either make an immediate cash offer on your home or sell it at a price and deadline you agree to, and they'll buy it. Their marketing plan on a completely different level. That's Team Lally. They've outsold every agent in Hawaii year after year. Check out why national real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Team Lally in Hawaii, as well as national news talk host Sean Hannity. That's why I trust him. Write the number down, 799-9596, or go online to 808guaranteedsale.com, 808guaranteedsale.com, and start packing.
Hi, I'm Barbara Corcoran. To sell your home on time for the most money, you need a sharp agent with a marketing strategy that creates the most demand. Bottom line, you need a partner willing to put their own money on the line for you. In Hawaii, I would hire Adrian Lally and Antilio Leonardi. Their marketing strategy is so effective that if your home doesn't sell on terms you agree to, Team Lally will buy it. Partner with the team I trust. Go online or call and get your home sold.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few $100s of marketing. Now, I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you about a team of real estate agents whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi of Team Lally Real Estate Group of Keller Williams, Honolulu. Now, Adrian and Attilio spend thousands of dollars every month and attract hundreds of buyers every week. Now, because of that, if they can't sell your home at a price and deadline that you agree to, they will buy your home. Real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Team Lally in Hawaii. And if I needed to sell a home in Hawaii, well, I would call Team Lally. Call Team Lally now at 799-9596. Online at 808GuaranteedSale.com. That's 808GuaranteedSale.com. And consider your home sold.
To sell your home for top dollar, you need a marketing strategy that increases buyer demand and drives up the price. You need Team Lally. Find them online at TeamLally.com. And for the best advice on selling your home, tune in to Team Lally's Real Estate Show, Tuesday evenings at 6 and Sundays at 1.
So next up, we're going to have our guest, Steph Mariani.
Yeah, we are giving her a call right now, yep. But I think you should read the introduction, and we'll cover some other things till we get her on the line.
All right. Well, I'm very excited about our guest here. So our guest today was born and raised in Santa Cruz, living in the Hawaiian Islands for the past 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. This has given her the inspiration to pour out her heart and soul by way of words and music. She is a Nohoku award-winning songwriter and producer, here today to talk about her new album, Highway of Love, the follow-up to the award-winning Stay Gold. Please welcome our guest, Steph Mariani.
Hey, Steph.
Hey, you guys.
Welcome to the show.
Yes.
How are you doing today? Are you staying safe?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm staying safe, and I'm excited to be doing something besides sitting around by myself.
Well, you're probably coming up with some good ideas for songs and music. You always like tell some kind of a story, I think, with the type of music that you put out. So mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear what's to come next.
No, for sure. I'm thinking, okay, I need to learn how to play the blues and have the quarantine blues because I have so many lyrics for that right now, and I'm sure everybody can contribute.
Yeah. So tell us about your music career. How did you get started in the music career? I know we read your intro, but it's good to hear from the actual person.
Okay, well, basically, I was born and raised into a musical family. My grandfather is a jazz pianist, mm-hmm. and my mother is a singer-songwriter, and my brothers are all singer-songwriters, and my uncles, and it's just really been something that's been a bit of a way of life for me, you know, since I was born.
Yeah.
So, I actually fell into my mother's shadows a little bit, and I didn't get started performing and writing and creating albums until about 12 years ago.
Gotcha.
So I was a bit shy, but yeah, it's just something I've been around my whole life.
Well, and you've come out of your shell, and we've seen you perform at the Blue Note, and we were kind of bummed about the cancellation, but we know it was for safety, and we're really looking forward to whenever that next performance is going to be scheduled at the Blue Note.
So what kind of bobbing and weaving are you doing? You know, a lot of musicians obviously not working right now unless they're doing it in different ways. What's some alternatives you've been doing? Are you on YouTube?
That's actually a great question, and like this is something we've never experienced in our lifetime, right?
Yeah.
So it kind of takes like a mental and emotional toll, not being able to go and play for people. So I was very well prepared for my Blue Note show, and we were going to do something really unique, and I'm actually thinking about you know, except me and my bandmates, of course, are in different homes right now. So I don't know how that works, but I think I'm gonna line up some shows and do them live. And one in particular is I am sponsored by Breedlove Guitars, and they are having me on their Cabin Fever sessions.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to be on Breedlove Guitars Facebook live feed on Sunday at 11 a.m.
Sunday at 11 a.m. And now, how do you spell that? Yeah. How do you spell Breedlove? Is it like Breed, like B-R-E-A-T-H?
It's Breedlove, B-R-E-E-D-L-O-V-E, all one word, Guitars.
Okay.
And that's their Facebook handle. And then if you go there, you'll see where it says watch video. There's a big square at the top. Yeah. And you can go in. And I will be on live at 11 o'clock Hawaii Standard Time on Sunday.
Now, also, if our listeners want to check out your Instagram, Facebook, or website, what would be the best way for them to learn more about you and your music and where they can find you after this quarantine time is up?
Yeah.
All right. So after this quarantine time is up, we are going to reschedule the Blue Note show, which I'm very excited to do. And in the meantime, the easiest way to find me online is at stephmariani.com.
Okay.
Also, if you Google Steph Mariani, you'll get all of my YouTube videos, and my Facebook and my Instagram are Steph Mariani Hawaii are my handles. So, yeah, so, you know, sign in, join in. You know, I think it's a good way for us all to pass the time while we're quarantined.
Gotcha. And did you want to play a song for us?
I could play a song for you.
I think so, because, you know, in this doom and gloom, you know, prevailing doom and gloom, I think people need a little sunshine in their life right now.
No, definitely. I'd be happy to. Do you guys have any requests? Or, you know, I might just play. I was thinking about playing Hallelujah. How's that sound?
That's a good one.
Perfect.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, give us a couple minutes of that.
I'm actually all ready for you guys.
All right. Thanks, Steph. So we
can't wait to see you online doing this on the Facebook Live, and then obviously in person whenever the Blue Note has that time rescheduled.
So when we're looking for you on social media, what are we looking for again?
So you are looking for, on social media, it's facebook.com/ Steph Mariani Hawaii.
Okay.
So if you put Steph Mariani Facebook or mm-hmm. Instagram or YouTube into Google, it's a really easy way to find it all.
All right. And then awesome. You're going to be doing some live feeds here. So
yeah.
That'll be exciting.
Was it Breed Love Guitar?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Correct. And as time goes on, I'm going to start posting more performances on my probably Facebook Live and mm-hmm. Instagram as well. So stay tuned.
All right. And for our listeners, Steph was being safe because she was being a call-in guest. Mm-hmm. So know that we are all doing these safety protocols and everything's all good.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Steph. That was awesome. And we'll look forward to having you on again closer to the next show that you have, that you get rescheduled, Blue Note.
And then after all this blows over, we'll have you in the studio.
Yes.
Live in the
live.
Studio.
Yes.
Okay? Right. I would love that. I'd love to give you guys a hug, too. Thank you sure. so much for having me.
Okay.
Thank you, Steph.
All right. Take care.
Okay, aloha.
Take care, everybody.
Be safe and aloha. All right. Next up, speaking of be safe and aloha, is Howard.
Yes.
Howard, what you got for us, Howard?
How you doing?
Coming to us live from Kapolei, Hawaiian Homes.
yeah. In my little studio.
Well, it's interesting. We've only got about 3 minutes left, which is okay because there are no open houses.
That's
but
right.
We are doing them in a different way, mm-hmm. virtually. Mm-hmm. So any of our homes, you can take a look at them. How, Howard?
By going to Team Lolly's website.
Yep.
And looking on our listings.
Yep. We have, what is it? It's featured listings. Yeah, featured listings under the seller drop down menu, and every single one of our listings has a Matterport 3D walkthrough tour. You can use your mouse to safely
walk through the house,
and you can be at home coughing and sneezing, and
we have the drone. Else, we have drone footage, so you can kind of see how the house is situated.
Yes.
And then even like a full walkthrough YouTube
video.
They're kind of long. But, you know, hey, what else do you have to do?
You're at home.
You're
what
at
else
home.
You got time?
Yeah. But, walk through the house.
Was there anything else, Howard, you want to share with us?
No, besides, you know, our new construction's moving right along.
Yeah.
Ka'ala Highlands, mm-hmm. we are now actively able to take contracts on the first eight home phase.
Okay.
And those are projected to be done in June to July of this mm-hmm. year. And also Akamai Gardens has been approved too, so we were able to take contracts on that, and we mm-hmm. will, it's a little later, probably more like August.
Okay.
And the first four homes will be coming on the market here in April sometime.
Awesome.
Do we want to talk about the drastic price reduction at Olomana?
Yeah, Olomana.
Oh, wow, yes.
Yeah, olomanaridge.com is where you want to check it out, olomanaridge.com. And we're talking like what? In total, we were at what? Above 8
like
million?
8.4 for all four.
And we got about a minute left on the show.
Down to what? 6.7.
6.7.
Yeah, our biggest drastic cut was on lot number one, $600,000 price reduction.
$600,000.
Whew.
Nice. All right. Thanks, Howard.
Well, thanks for listening, and thank you to our sponsors.
Jody Tanga and Derek Tanga, Pacific Rim Mortgage.
Bradley Mariama of Allstate Insurance.
Kenji Vendetta with Pillar Post Home Inspections.
Janice Merland of Dreamhouse Drafting.
John Speed with Kilauea Pest Control.
Duke Kim Han of Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
Tom Patterson with Patterson Land Surveying. If you want to get a hold of any of our sponsors, just go to teamlally.com.
We also want to give a big thank you to Leah, our producer here in the studio.
Jee-hoo!
Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have an awesome guest talking about something that'll change your life
forever. This is the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the guaranteed
sold program.
We can't sell your home at the agreed upon price and our time frame, we'll have it bought for cash.
Be safe and aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Team Lally.